I'm David Byrd in Washington. The U.S. Senate on Thursday dealt a historic rebuke to Saudi Arabia, passing a resolution to end American support for the kingdom's military intervention in Yemen's civil war. Senators also passed another measure condemning the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After hours of passionate debate, senators voted 56-41 to approve the first resolution. Moments later, they adopted the second resolution by a voice vote. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said the votes were intended to send a message.
We will not continue to have our military posture dictated by a despotic, murderous regime in Saudi Arabia.
In both cases, the chamber acted in defiance of the Trump administration, which has strenuously argued against a rupture of cooperation between Washington and Riyadh. Authorities in France say they believe police have shot and killed the man wanted for a deadly shooting this week at a Christmas market in Strasbourg. They are working on a positive identification. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The French Interior Minister says police were using helicopter surveillance and teams on the ground when they spotted a man who matches the description of the 29-year-old gunman. He says when they tried to stop him, he turned and fired at police who shot back, killing the man. The suspect, Sharif Shekhat, is described as radicalized. He allegedly killed three people, opening fire in a Christmas market after shouting out in Arabic, "God is great." I'm Jackie Quinn.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow closing up 0.29%, but the S&P off by 0.02%. The NASDAQ was down 0.29%. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday he never directed his former personal attorney Michael Cohen to break the law, one day after Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison, in part for helping make payments to buy the silence of two women who alleged they had affairs with Trump. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It's the president's first reaction to Michael Cohen's sentencing yesterday. Cohen was given 3 years prison time for crimes including arranging hush money payments to conceal Donald Trump's alleged affairs before the election. Both Cohen and federal prosecutors say Trump directed the payments to influence the race. But the president says Cohen was a lawyer and is supposed to know the law, and he has liability for any mistake. The president denies directing Cohen to do anything illegal and says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He'd earlier called them a private transaction. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, a Russian woman pleaded guilty Thursday in Washington to acting as a Kremlin agent to conspire to build ties with conservative groups in the United States and infiltrate the Republican Party. AP correspondent Mike Balsamo reports that Maria Butina had been accused of working with people suspected of being employed by Russia's intelligence agency.
Butina was accused of gathering information on American officials and political organizations at the behest of a Russian official who had been sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department for his close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Prosecutors say Butina had worked to create back-channel communications using her ties with the NRA to get that information to the Russian official.
Butina faces up to 5 years imprisonment and remains jailed while awaiting sentencing February 12th. She could be deported to her homeland after serving time in prison. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has unveiled the Trump administration's new strategy toward Africa, saying U.S. interests and priorities must come first in all dealings with the continent. Bolton outlined the strategy at a speech Thursday to the conservative public policy organization, the Heritage Foundation, in Washington.
Under our new approach, every decision we make, every policy we pursue, and every dollar of aid we spend will further U.S. priorities in the region.
Bolton's speech also dealt with China, which has invested tens of billions of dollars in Africa in the past 10 years. The National Security Advisor said Beijing makes African nations captive to its demands by using big loans or bribes, as he called them, along with opaque agreements. Roxy Music, Stevie Nicks, and Def Leppard lead this year's class of inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Zombies, The Cure, Janet Jackson, and Radiohead will also be inducted at ceremonies March 29th in New York. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.